from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Vandalism and theft from businesses in Timmins happens in more places than just downtown. A case in point was presented to council last night by its member representing South Porcupine, Lauren Feldman. He talked about a business owner who suffered two incidents of broken glass burglaries in 3 days and five in 12 months. A recent newcomer, the owner is questioning whether he can stay.
This is a situation that's not unique to South Porcupine. It's not unique to homeowners or business owners. We know it's not unique to Timmins, but again, I think we need to take some action. It's not enough to say it happens everywhere.
That was only a small part of discussion during the council meeting around vandalism, theft, and other problems in the city. Councillors and administrators are continuing their work to combat them. Timmins MPP and Mines Minister George Peary openly bragged about a Porcupine-based business today as he announced $284,000 for it from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. It goes to Robert Rubino and Sons Trucking to expand its ore hauling business and add to its fleet. Peary noted that the family-owned business is into its third generation, having started with Rubino's uncle, Joe Ademo.
I don't think, Robert, that you've ever worked for anybody else. You've run your own business, your entrepreneur, and that tradition continued with your son and your son-in-laws and your daughters, and so it's a family business.
Rubino confirms that both he and his son Dominic, the future owner, have been working for the family company since high school. Almost 130,000 Helly Hansen sweaters are being recalled because of flammability concerns. Health Canada warns a variety of Helly Hansen winter wear is being recalled, either because it doesn't or might not comply with textile flammability regulations. You should immediately stop wearing the sweaters and hoodies and contact the company for a replacement credit. There are no reports of injuries or incidents. A prominent MP resigned her House of Commons seat effective today. Conservative Candace Bergen was interim party leader after Erin O'Toole was ousted. She thanked the constituents of her Manitoba riding, which she's represented since 2008, and said she's looking forward to the next step in her career without specifying what that is. Finally, this afternoon, a simple scientific discovery could extend the life of the batteries in your devices. Scientists at Dalhousie University in Halifax have found that the use of plastic tape, similar to Scotch tape, to hold electrodes together inside batteries decomposes and causes the batteries to discharge. Researchers are now testing tape substitutes. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.